City Tap House, Penn Quarters, where the show is coming your way from here on Grant and Danny. We'll be here until 6:30 and have a little Caps pregame party as you guys get downtown today ahead of puck drop, which is slated for just after 7 o'clock. I know generally the double play is non-sports related.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to make this work because it's the programming that I'm consuming right now. It's content that I'm watching. We didn't really do much pre-show in the way of communicating because I was locked in. And it was one of those where we're on in a couple of minutes and I'm, you know, just going to keep pushing through and getting this in as I can. Untold Netflix film series. So this was Manti Te'o, some of the other stories over the years that were the most unbelievable. And then you get all the behind the scenes information, documentary style. Netflix today dropped Untold Shooting Guards. This is Gilbert Arenas, Javaris Crittenden, when they're on the Wizards in 2008, bringing guns to the locker room and having some type of fake gangster near shootout where they're both pretending that they're going to kill the other one.
Over some games of Bure.
Just unbelievable that this actually happened. I am, I would say, about 80% done with this hour and 10 or so minute documentary on Netflix. Couple of takeaways, okay. I suppose. Number one, we should never forget how unacceptably stupid that locker room was and what a joke at that time that organization was allowing to fester.
Unserious.
I loved Gilbert Arenas. He was one of my favorite athletes in DC sports history. For him to have been the guy running the locker room, though, doesn't work because he is an admitted class clown who just, he was doing foolish, ridiculous, childish, stupid things. And that's the guy everyone's taking their cues from in a locker room where he's the elder statesman who makes all the money and all the kids are coming in thinking this is how it's done. So no wonder they never won anything meaningful based on that culture. That's number one. Number two, Javaris Crittenden, bro.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
A donk he is. I mean, I'm sure by the end of this thing, I will have some empathy. I'm going to find it in my heart because I'm an empathetic guy. I'm an empath, as they say. What a ridiculous person he is. I mean, just, dude, you are a millionaire in the NBA. How about you don't try to act like you are belonging to whatever set you've tattooed on your body? And that's a true story. I'm not making that up. He literally got a tattoo, was part of a gang, and he couldn't get to a point where he didn't want to live that way. Despite the millions of dollars and the NBA opportunities, he just went home and said, you know what? This guy just tried to rob from me. I'm going to go get him back. I'm sorry. I'll find some empathy in here somewhere before the end of this hour and 10 minutes. But my God, what a silly goose.
So I'm only 20 minutes in. I got started today. I think it came out today. Maybe today or yesterday. Something.
It dropped today.
It is amazing. Wonderful. I would like to go home and watch it. Quite frankly, I'm ready for it. It is so unbelievably good. I didn't realize why Arenas dropped in the draft. I don't remember that story.
Yeah.
In the first 15 minutes, it gives you kind of the background of how we got here, who was who and why and everything. And Arenas was this ascending player, was the best player on this Arizona team. It wasn't like he was a bench warmer that did well at the draft combine or something. He gave a ridiculous answer and then doubled down on it, and that caused them to drop in the draft into the second round. I'd forgotten about that part of the story. But anyway, it's incredible. It's so well done.
Well, the answer was, so they asked him basically about his future.
Yep.
Like, what do you want to become as an NBA player? And he said, I want to be a pimp.
I want to be a pimp.
And they said, what? That's a really weird thing to say.
He's like, no, I have a choice. I could back down and look weak. Back down and look weak. Say that you're joking.
Again. And that's, by the back down and look weak thing is why they end up bringing locker rooms.
That's how it happens.
Guns into the locker room. It's why Javaris Crittenden ends up killing a person later in the documentary.
Yeah.
I'm not, these are not spoilers. I mean, these are
events.
Life stuff that happened. Just so dumb. Are we 7 years old still? We're not, right?
But with millions and access to weaponry.
My
goodness. But it's incredible. It is so well done. The documentary is so good. And
you know,
I can't wait to watch
more. Didn't do in the documentary, and I was a little salty about. So they're painting this picture of Arenas as this mercurial, kind of wild card.
Yeah,
right. Which is, I think, fair. And he's painting the picture himself. In fairness, sitting on a couch talking about his younger years, there was no acknowledgement of how he ended up coming to the Wizards in free agency. Do you remember that story?
Yeah, the coin toss, and then he went the opposite way of
exactly.
the coin.
He was a Golden State Warrior who was like a sixth man and then had become like a really important good player for them. And the Wizards were one of a lot of teams that wanted him, but they were one of two teams that was offering him. And I don't remember the specifics, but it was like whatever the max was for a guy mm-hmm. with his years
yeah, yeah.
that you could give. And it was them and the L.A. Clippers, I'm pretty sure. And he was from Los Angeles. Like, he is a California kid from L.A. And the Clippers and Wizards were both trying to bring him in. And he supposedly, like, wanted to go to the Clippers. So he did this thing where he said, okay, I'm going to flip a coin 10 times. Whichever heads or tails, whichever team gets more of the heads or tails, I'm going to go to that team. That's how he was determining where he's going to spend the next several years of his life and how his career was going to trend. In and of itself, pretty revealing, in my opinion.
Sure. A lot of people do pros and cons lists.
Then he flipped the coin, and it came back Clippers. And he said, okay, I'll go to the Wizards. Like, you are dealing with a person that is just different than most people at that point, right? Yes. I love Gil. I'll always love Gil. But my goodness, bro, you're not making it easier on me as I'm watching this documentary. But these behind the scenes,
whatever this is, bring me more
Netflix specials on things I care about. I'll watch them on things I don't care about. When you're talking about the 08 Wizards, my squad,
yeah,
and I'm watching footage from the locker room off cell phones of Etan Thomas and Brendan Haywood and Caron Butler and dudes I haven't thought about in 6 years. This was made for me.
Bring me all of it. Give me the documentary series on the obscure sports thing that I'm not interested in, that I've become interested in.
Obscure Sports Quarterly?
Yeah, give me the 1 hour plus. This is how this thing went. Yeah, give me the Tim Donaghy. Give me the shooting guard situation. I want all that stuff. So good, man.
Danny, why don't you give away a pair of Capitals tickets to game two on Thursday night at Capital One Arena, just a few blocks that way.
Caller number 9 at 800-636-1067. You'll win a pair of tickets to round 2, home game number 2 for the 2025 playoffs with the Washington Capitals. Thursday, May 8th versus Carolina at Capital One Arena. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. That's caller 9, 800-636-1067.